the words of the text that are the foundation of the ensuing discourse, the occasion of the words with their dependents, the things specially aimed at in them, things considerable in the words as to the general purpose in hand, of the general nature of temptation wherein it consists, the special nature of temptation, temptation taken actively and passively, how God tempts any, his end in so doing, the way whereby he doth it, of temptation in its special nature, of the actions of it, the true nature of temptation stated. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. These words of our Savior are repeated with very little alteration in three evangelists. Only whereas Matthew and Mark have recorded them as above written, Luke reporteth them thus, Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. So that the whole of his caution seems to have been, Arise, watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. Solomon tells us of some that lie down on the top of a mast in the midst of the sea. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 34. Men overborne by security in the mouth of destruction. If ever poor souls lay down on the top of a mast in the midst of the sea, these disciples with our Savior in the garden did so. Their master, at a little distance from them, was offering up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Being then taking into his hand and beginning to taste that cup that was filled with the curse and wrath due to their sins. The Jews, armed for his and their destruction, being but a little more distant from them on the other hand. Our Savior had a little before informed them that that night he should be betrayed and be delivered up to be slain. They saw that he was sorrowful and very heavy. Matthew chapter 26, verse 37. Nay, he told them plainly that his soul was exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Verse 38. And therefore entreated them to tarry and watch with him. Now he was dying, and that for them. In this condition, leaving them but a little space, like men forsaken of all love towards him or care of themselves, they fall fast asleep. Even the best of saints, being left to themselves, will quickly appear to be less than men, to be nothing. All our own strength is weakness, and all our wisdom folly. Peter, being one of them, who but a little before had with so much self-confidence affirmed that though all men forsook him, yet he never would so do. Our Savior expostulates the matter in particular with him. In verse 40, he saith unto Peter, Could you not watch with me 1 hour? As if he should have said, Art thou he, Peter, who but now boastest of thy resolution never to forsake me? Is it likely that thou shouldst hold out therein, when thou canst not watch with me 1 hour? Is this thy dying for me, to be dead in security, when I am dying for thee? And indeed, it would be an amazing thing to consider that Peter should make so high a promise and be immediately so careless and remiss in the pursuit of it, but that we find the root of the same treachery of